In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hosanna!
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 How are you today? Good. And who do you think should take the collection today? Somebody who didn't take the collection for a while. Who do you think should take the collection today? Isabella? Okay. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Isabella and? Luca? Let's have a boy and a girl. How is that? Okay, Isabella and Luca. Did you notice anything different about our church today? We have palms everywhere. Do you have any idea why we have palms everywhere? Because it is Palm Sunday, and what do we celebrate on Palm Sunday? The coming of Jesus into Jerusalem. And what did he do before he came into Jerusalem? What happened just before he came into Jerusalem?
He resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
Do you have any idea who Lazarus was?
Martha's
and Mary, and? And Mary's brother. Lazarus was Martha's and Mary's brother. And he was a good friend of Jesus. And it happened that Lazarus got sick and he passed away. They lived in Bethany. And when Jesus came to Bethany, he resurrected Lazarus, who had already been dead for, do you know how many days?
Four days.
He had been dead for 4 days. He was in a tomb in a cave. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus came out of the tomb. Jesus resurrected Lazarus. And after resurrecting Lazarus, and then the next day he entered Jerusalem. And the people in Jerusalem welcomed him with what?
Palm branches and clothes.
Palm branches and what else? And what else? Yes, they put their clothes on the ground and they form like a carpet of branches and clothes to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. And what did they say to him? How did they welcome him? Hello? Is that what they said?
Hosanna!
Hosanna! Do you know the meaning of this greeting, Hosanna? It's a Hebrew greeting. You know what it means? Save now. Save us now. That's what the people of Jerusalem were telling Jesus. Save now. Save us now. So what's the meaning of Hosanna?
Save us now.
Save us now. And do you have any idea why they were cutting palm branches and branches of the trees and welcoming Jesus with palm branches?
To make crosses.
No, they didn't make crosses of them. They just cut them and welcomed Jesus with the branches. That's what they did to kings. Especially when a victorious king or a victorious general, do you know what a general is? Somebody who leads the army, somebody very important in the army. So when a victorious general or a king would come to a city, the people would welcome him with palm branches. So the people of Jerusalem welcome Jesus as a king. Is he our king? Why? Why is he our king? What kind of kingdom did he come to give to us? Louder. The kingdom of?
Life.
The kingdom of life, the kingdom of heaven. His kingdom is not of this world. Okay? It is the kingdom of heaven. It is out of this world. That's the kingdom that Jesus came to give to us. And that's why the people of Jerusalem welcomed him with palm branches. And that's why we welcome him into our life, into our hearts. Today, when we celebrate his entrance into Jerusalem, like the people of Jerusalem, we say, "Save us, Jesus, because you are our King, you are our Savior, and we know that you'll give us your kingdom." Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Thank you very much. Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Yes, beloved faithful, we have this interlude of 2 days between Great Lent and Holy Week, because officially Great Lent ended on Friday evening. And then we have this interlude of 2 days, Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday, and then we go into Holy Week. And these two feast days are very strongly connected. Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday are very strongly connected. And it is very interesting, reading the Gospel reading yesterday morning at the Holy Liturgy, it is very interesting to see that Lazarus got sick, and Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus. Jesus was not in Bethany. And Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus, "Your friend Lazarus is sick. Please come and heal him." But Jesus didn't go. He stayed where he was for 2 more days. And then he went to Bethany. By the time he got there, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. Now, as I was telling the people last night after the service of Vespers, so many times we feel like Mary and Martha. We feel that we need the Lord to work a miracle in our life or in the life of a beloved one, and he's late. He's not coming. He's not giving us what we think is something very good for our life or for the life of the loved one. He's late to answer our prayer. Why did Jesus not go to heal Lazarus when he was still alive? He waited for him to die. Why is he not answering our prayers sometimes when we need him, when we need him to answer our prayers? This is so because God is not only my God or only the God of my family. He's the Father of all of us. He's the God of all of us. And he gives to the whole universe what the whole universe needs for coming closer into union and communion with God. And this is revealed to us by the main hymn of today and yesterday. We had the same main hymn, which says, "To confirm the general resurrection, before your passion, you resurrected Lazarus from the dead, O Christ our God. Therefore, imitating the children, hearing the symbols of victory, we cry out to you, the victor over death, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The answer to our question, why Jesus did not go right away to heal Lazarus, but he waited for him to die and to be dead for 4 days, to be in that cave, in that tomb for 4 days, and to stink. As Mary and Martha told him, "Lord, you know, he had been dead for 4 days. He's stinky by now. He's dead and really dead." And Jesus said, "Do you believe? Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life?" The hymn says, to confirm the general resurrection before your passion, you resurrected Lazarus from the dead, O Christ our God. Therefore, imitating the children carrying the symbols of victory, we cry out to you, the victor over death, Hosanna in the highest, blessed are you, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The resurrection of Lazarus had to happen because the Lord had to confirm before his entrance into Jerusalem, and Jerusalem stands for heaven, before entering into heaven, he had to resurrect somebody from the dead. Why? To confirm the general resurrection. What is it going to happen at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ before he's going to take all of us into heaven? What is it going to happen? The resurrection. The resurrection from the dead. The general resurrection. To confirm the general resurrection. That's why he resurrected Lazarus from the dead before he entered Jerusalem. What happened on Lazarus Saturday and on Palm Sunday, it will happen to the whole universe at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had to let Lazarus die in order to resurrect him and to confirm to us that he's going to resurrect all of us at his second coming and take all of us into the new Jerusalem. This is confirmed by St. Paul in the first letter to Thessalonians. And by the way, this is the epistle reading at the funeral service in the Orthodox Church from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And in verse 16, St. Paul says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. And then in the book of Revelation, we have a beautiful image of people dressed in white robes and waving what? Palms. In the book of Revelation, John has the vision of the resurrected people. He says in chapter 7, after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And then in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, we see the wedding of the Lamb with the new Jerusalem. We see the new bride of Christ coming down from heaven and entering the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven and becoming one with the bridegroom. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. When I read, there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, no pain. Does it sound familiar? Where from? Funeral service. We quote from the book of Revelation, and we ask the Lord in the funeral service to rest the departed ones, to resurrect the departed ones, and to rest them where there is no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is what we celebrate these 2 days. The resurrection of Lazarus to confirm our universal resurrection. And let us not forget that God does not give to us what we want even when we are asking for something good. Sometimes, you know, we pray for health. We pray, you know, for something essentially good and it doesn't happen. We should remember this episode when Jesus had to let his good friend Lazarus die so that he could give the confirmation to us that he will resurrect us on the last day. And then, the next day, on Palm Sunday, we celebrate the entrance into the New Jerusalem. We celebrate, after celebrating our resurrection from the dead, we celebrate the entrance with the Lord into the New Jerusalem. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us wave the symbols of victory. Let us wave these palm branches and let us rejoice today because Christ destroyed the power of death. Christ resurrected Lazarus from the dead, and let us rejoice for entering with him into the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the only thing that really matters. To know that at his second coming, he will resurrect my beloved ones for whom I prayed for health and their health didn't come. He will resurrect my beloved ones who passed away. You know, I remember when I was a child and I experienced death for the first time. I experienced somebody's death and it really affected me. One of my neighbors passed away. He was a very good and loving man. And even if he was in his 60s and I was around 10, he became my good friend. And it happened that one day he had a heart attack and he passed away. And I heard the stories that my father was reading in church about his resurrections. And I prayed really hard for my neighbor to be resurrected. And I said, Lord, I believe that you can do this for my friend. Please resurrect him. Bring him back to life. It didn't happen. Because I didn't know that things are meant to happen in the time of God. I didn't know that when God resurrects us, when God works a miracle, he works a miracle for the salvation of the world. Not for our satisfaction, not for what we want, but for what is needed for the salvation of the world. Let us rejoice that the Lord will resurrect our beloved one, that the Lord will resurrect us, that the Lord will take all of us into the New Jerusalem to be with him forever. Amen. Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.